Welcome to the Meirat Zon's Tefillah audio series with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sibi Nugrishel, and today we will focus on the powerful reminders embedded in the custom of Tashlich, of going to a body of water on Rosh Hashanah to Tavin. The symbolism of water is layered and powerful. This summer, my family had a wonderful days to retreat to nature in New Hampshire, and even the sounds of babbling brooks on the side of the road, streams rushing beside you as you hiked in the mountain trails, was calming, refreshing, and a strong reminder of the many meanings that water holds for all of us in the realm of returning to nature and in the realm of returning to our own inner nature. Water is life, water is Torah, and water is renewal. All especially significant themes as we prepare for Chagei Tishrei, for returning to school, for the aspirations connecting both, as we dive in and prepare for a happy, healthy, and productive year ahead. In Chazal, Chodesh Elul is a month of return, in the sense that this is an eight ratzon for tshuva, an introspective effort to start the year with a clean slate, to return to our natural predisposition to do good, to be close to Hashem, and to fulfill our potential. So where does Tashlich fit in? On Rosh Hashanah, we are accustomed to going to a body of water, preferably a river or a lake when possible, or something that is similar, running, living waters. At this body of water, we recite psukim from the end of Micha, the prophet Micha, and refer to a time when the world will see and be awed by the relationship Bnei Israel have with Hashem. This is found in the end of the seventh perek, the end of Micha's prophecy. The verse starts, Mi el kamocha, who is like you, Hashem? Nosei avon v'over al pesha. You carry our sins and you oversee or you ignore our iniquities. L'she'erit nachlato, for those who are a part of your heritage. Lo hichzik le'adapo, ki chafetz chesed hu. You don't hold on to your anger because you are loving of kindness. Yeshuv yirachameinu yichbosh avonoteinu. You return to us with mercy, and you conquer our sins and our failings. V'tashlich b'mtzulot yam kol chatotam. And you send to the cast off to the depths of the waters all of our sins. Titein emes liyakov chesed laAvraham asher nishbata laAvoteinu mimei kedem. And in sum, you give truth to Yaakov, kindness to Avram, that you have promised to all of our forefathers so many years ago. In this encapsulation at the end of Micha, we see Hashem depicted as a loving, kind, merciful God who looks over his people with a treasured sense of their potential and overlooks, almost ignores, casts away their sins, even though they may not be deserving. Hashem's described as a God who forgives, who wants us to be close to him. And of course, those words and those tefillot are relevant to our hopes for Rosh Hashanah and to our aspirations for the way that this special time of the year will end, leaving us with the blessings for a healthy, happy, and productive year. Obviously, in these verses, there were many terms and references that are familiar to us from the Tefillot of Rosh Hashanah and from the general Teshuva context. Hashem pardons and forgives. Hashem desires a closeness to Am Yisrael and shows mercy. And most importantly for Tashlich, Hashem casts our sins to the depths of the sea. So we stand on the banks of any running water on Rosh Hashanah or soon after, and we say these Tefillot. We have in mind a prayer that Hashem should treat us the way he treated Bnei Israel, Avraham, and Yaakov, and include us in the blessing and in that attitude of casting away our sins. Tashlich is a minhag that appears for the very first time in halachic literature in the later period of the Rishonim, in the Maharil's treatment of Rosh Hashanah in Perek Tes. To be fair, we have many minhagim surrounding Rosh Hashanah, and most seem to be rooted in stronger halachic sources, earlier halachic sources. Hearing the shofar every morning in Elul has its roots in the Deoraita mitzvah of hearing shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Even the minhag of the simanim are mentioned in the Gemara. Tashlich is only first mentioned by the Maharil in the later medieval Ashkenaz, and it's meaningful to hear how the Maharil sees Tashlich not as only a symbol of life, of renewal, and of tshuva, but instead, he sees it as a complement to the symbolism of the shofar, of one of those core mitzvot of Rosh Hashanah. According to the Maharil, going to the body of water To say these verses is supposed to remind us of the Akedah, of Avraham's exceptional determination to fulfill Hashem's will in the episode of the binding of Yitzchak. According to the Rambam, Avraham Avinu was considered the model Ohev Hashem. Avraham faces Eser Nisyonot, 10 tests of faith, and against all odds, Amad Bikulam withstands each challenge to serve Hashem nonetheless. The Akedah, of course, is emblematic of Avraham as the champion of Hashem, the model servant of God, overcoming emotional, ethical, and even theological misgivings to trust the truthfulness of Hashem's command. How does this connect to Tashlich and to Rosh Hashanah? The Midrash describes Avraham's journey to the Akedah as beset with one obstacle after another. In fact, these obstacles are created by Satan, by the Satan's forces, to try to deter Avraham from his commitment to follow Hashem's command. The Yalkut Shimoni in Vayera describes that the Satan makes himself into a river, and Avraham is beset beside that river, trying to cross it on his way to the Akedah. Avraham passes through the river, and as he's about to drown, waters are overcoming him. He calls out to Hashem to save him. Hoshieni Elokim, kiva'u mayim ad nafesh. The Midrash quotes Tehillim 69:2, save me, Hashem, because the waters have reached until the soul. The mixed metaphor of being in danger of drowning in the water and the danger to his nefesh being at risk, a call from my soul, makes this pasuk resonate with the desperate cries of tshuva. Avraham, with all his determination to follow Hashem, to leave his family, his birthland, to establish Hashem's bracha in Eretz Canaan, to follow Hashem's command, no matter what the challenge before him was, Avraham is struggling. His nefesh needs Hashem to save him so that he can carry on his way, so that he can continue to be the model Ohev Hashem. When we go to daven on the banks of any flowing river around the time of Rosh Hashanah, we are invoking this association. Hashem, we are Avraham's children. Look upon our tefillot with grace and acceptance. In Avraham's zechut, accept them. This makes Tashlich a part of Zichronot, one of the three core pillars of Rosh Hashanah. Secondly, it's interesting to note that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch refers to an additional reason for the minhag of going to a river for Tashlich. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch states that it's customary to anoint a king next to a body of water, referring to a reference in the Gemara that water symbolizes the hope for stability and continuity, and that this king's reign, just as the rushing waters are always moving continuously, should have the same type of stability. Certainly, that's the indication and the implication of our coronation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, we see these three themes in our Rosh Hashanah Musaf. Three unique components, three unique brachot. So the Musaf Tefillah, Malchiot, the coronation of Hashem, Zichronot, the commemoration, primarily actually of the Akedah, with many psukim referring to Avram and the Akedah, and Shofrot, the shofar blasts. While all three are essential for Rosh Hashanah, Malchiot and Zichronot and Shofrot, unlike Shofrot, the first two have no practical mitzvah associated with them. Therefore, insofar as Tashlich is, quote-unquote, just a custom, it has a strong reference to both the Akedah and to the coronation of Hashem, and therefore it can be viewed as a practical complement to the mitzvah of Shofar, the Akedah for Zichronot, the coronation of Hashem for Malchiot, together with the Shofrot, serve as the perfect three pillars to secure our tefillot for Rosh Hashanah. A practical way for us to enact Malchiot and Zichronot, those critical themes of Rosh Hashanah, is to stand by the waters, to recognize how we have struggled over the year, stumbled in our own Avodat Hashem, and to ask Hashem to be merciful, to give us that extra mercy, and to see that our nefesh needs to be strengthened as the children of Avraham Avinu, so that we can actually fulfill the brachot of Avraham. Wishing you all a ksiva v'chasima tova, a shana tova u'mituka, a happy, healthy new year full of sweetness and full of our ability to fulfill HaKadosh Baruch Hu's brachot in our own Avodas Hashem. Thank you for learning together. This series has been dedicated by Yitzchak and Barbara Lehman, Siegel and family in memory of our beloved mother, Rose Siegel, Sarah Rasa, Bat Rafael, and her beloved sister, Celia Feierstein, Cyril Bat Rafael, of Baltimore, Maryland. Please visit ou.org. /women/YR for a list of our daily sponsors. Shana Tova.